The objective, of course, was to build the perfect system, and whether or not that's been achieved, there are several of the specifications that have been met rather well with GPS. It's a passive system. There's no need to broadcast any signals. It can be denied. It can be turned off when the Department of Defense so desires any portions of it. It's resistant to countermeasures, meaning spoofing, for example, is a term used to indicate the idea that a bad guy could broadcast a signal that appears to be a GPS signal to try to confuse the receivers. Well, with the pseudorandom noise code being such a complex code, it is rather difficult to mimic. It works in real time. In other words, as it has developed, it's quite possible to get GPS positions in real time. It should be applicable to joint and combined operations, militarily speaking, and it should be able to work on common grids or map datums that are appropriate for all users. This is very true. One of the things that GPS is very good at is taking its native format in Earth-centered, Earth-fixed, XYZ coordinates and transforming them using the microprocessor and the receiver to virtually any well-defined coordinate system. The positional accuracy should not be degraded by changes in altitude nor by the time of the year, time of day or year. Yes, GPS works well at the top of the mountain and down in the valley, well, except for multipath to some degree. And operating personnel should be capable of maintaining the system. It should not be dependent on externally generated signals. Of course, that's true. The signals come directly from the satellites. It should not have decreasing accuracy over time and distance traveled. GPS has been extraordinarily effective on measuring very long baselines. It's all a pretty tall order, but GPS has lived up to most of it.